The high gas prices, the slumping economy, and consumer unease, none of this is helping the U.S. auto industry, which continues to struggle. After losing more than $1.5 billion last year, and with weak sales so far this year, Chrysler is planning to shut down most of its worldwide operations for 2 weeks this summer, all part of an effort to cut costs. Michelin Maynard covers the auto industry for the New York Times and joins us now from Ann Arbor. And Michelin, welcome.
Thank you, Anthony.
First of all, this shutdown comes amidst very hard times for Chrysler. But before we talk about that, shutting down operations for a couple of weeks in the summer isn't all that unusual for automakers, is it?
No. The other Detroit auto companies, General Motors and Ford, have what's called the two-week shutdown. And it's usually the first couple of weeks in July. It dovetails with the 4th of July. And the plants are shut down for a couple of weeks. Everyone goes on vacation. A lot of the white-collar employees use that time to either go on holiday or else catch up on some work in their offices. It's a pretty dull time in Detroit.
Give us a snapshot of the particular challenges facing Chrysler. Sales are down. It lost a lot of money last year. How do you assess its position right now?
Well, Chrysler at the moment is really the number four automaker in the United States. It was number three for years. It was General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. It's now General Motors, Toyota, Ford, and Chrysler. And Honda is quite strong coming up behind Chrysler. So you have a situation where they've dropped a notch in their competitive landscape. The second thing is their lineup, more than any of the Detroit car makers, is still skewed towards the 90s. It's skewed towards big vehicles like SUVs, pickups, minivans. Remember, at one time, Chrysler sold something like 2 million minivans a year. So their markets are crumbling. Gas prices are going up, and this just hits Chrysler basically right in the stomach.
Mm. They lost $1.6 billion last year. How are sales going this year? I mean, is there any reason for optimism at all?
Well, Chrysler got off to kind of a slow start this year, and it doesn't really have a hot product coming until later with the Dodge Challenger. Now, the Dodge Challenger is a pony car. It's a sporty car. It's something that'll go fast and burn a lot of gasoline, which is not exactly the message you might want to send at this particular point in time. What they're doing is they're trying to move very quickly to redo their product lineup. They've already found a partner in Nissan. They're going to build small cars together in Brazil. Bottom line, they need to redo their lineup. They need to slim the number of dealers because I believe they have about 3,600 dealers, and Toyota has about 1,300 if you count Toyota and Lexus. So they have too many dealers. They have the wrong lineup. Gas prices are going up. They don't have a global partner. Indeed, there are a lot of challenges for Chrysler.
Mm. And what about Cerberus Capital Management, the company that now owns Chrysler? They're facing some challenges of their own because of the subprime mortgage crisis, correct?
That's exactly right. Cerberus not only owns Chrysler, but it owns half of GMAC, or what we call GMAC, which has always been the mortgage and car loan division of General Motors. They bought 51% of GMAC a couple of years ago, and at the time they bought it, it just looked like a no-brainer because actually people used to say the Detroit companies were banks that built cars rather than car companies. The financing arms had always been their strongest operations throughout this decade. So Cerberus looked really smart in buying part of GMAC, but the part of GMAC that they bought also has a mortgage business that's been hit very hard by the subprime crunch. So they have two sort of difficult operations in Detroit, and they happen to be two of their biggest operations.
Mm. Mickey, thanks very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's Michelin Maynard. She covers the auto industry for the New York Times. She's also author of the book, The End of Detroit, How the Big Three Automakers Lost Their Grip on the American Car Market.